It is my pleasure to introduce Mrs. Annabel Bolin and the Bolin family, as well as the Denver Broncos Ring of Famers. We are all here tonight to celebrate the induction of owner Pat Bolin as the 28th member of the Broncos Ring of Fame.
I think that he changed the nature of what the Denver Bronco football team was going to be, what it was going to be about. He represents the best of what an owner can be. His legacy is integrity and all of the things that are good about football.
There's only four words. This one's for John.
My first thought was, well, there's nobody more deserving to be in that ring than Pat Bolin. I think that, you know, there's a tremendous amount of players in there. And if there's anybody that's deserving, the one that sits on top of all those names is Pat Bolin, just because of the culture that he set with the Broncos, the way he ran his football teams, what he wanted, the way he competed, the relationship he had with his organization, the relationship he had with his players. There's no one more deserving than Pat Bolin, so I was absolutely thrilled.
He embodies everything you'd want a boss to be. You know, he's friendly, he's open. You'd never know he was the owner if you didn't know he was the owner. His door was always open. You could always go in. Two of the statements that he has made just symbolize everything about him. I just want us to be number one in everything. That's a big goal, but it's also involving the word us. Other times, as he's gotten many awards later, he has said, it's not about me. So I think those two statements, I want us to be number one in everything, and it's not about me, say a lot about him.
One play to the championship. Pass is going to be incomplete. Denver holds. Denver's going to win it. Oh, baby, they're going to win this thing.
I came from a different team, and I saw how other teams were run. And then when I came here, it was kind of like, I can't believe that you can, you know, a team is actually run as well as this one was, you know. And I think the key for me was the way Mr. B treats all of his employees, not just the players, you know, the people in the facilities he treated with respect. And the other thing is that, you know, there's no doubt that he wants to win. He'll do whatever it takes to win.
To have someone who calls you up and says, you know, what's on your mind today, or what are you worrying about today or tomorrow, that's unusual. And in Pat's case, I think we had a lot of experiences in common. So for me to have someone like that who could be objective, could be thoughtful, didn't have a preset agenda, and then could go from whatever kind of a consensus he and I might agree on, then he could talk to people throughout the league and start building support for a point of view, it was really invaluable.
He was a player's owner. He really was. He loved his players. And he would talk to them. But he expected them to, you know, to play hard, be a good person, and be a team person, and love the Broncos. But he gave it back to them because he cared about it.
He was a guy that just wanted to be in the background. He just wanted his coaches and his players to get all the credit. I don't think of all the Ring of Fame members, it'd be hard-pressed for me to say that there's anyone more deserving than Mr. B. And I am so honored to be in the Ring of Fame and to know that he's going to be joining me in that elite company.
The first owner in pro football history to win 300 games in his first 30 years, Pat Bolin's Denver Broncos have played in six Super Bowls during his ownership, including back-to-back world championships in 1997 and 1998. During the course of his 32 years guiding this team, the Broncos have the best winning percentage in the National Football League. Mr. Bolin is, without a doubt, one of the greatest contributors in professional football history. At this time, the Broncos' four Pro Football Hall of Famers, John Elway, Gary Zimmerman, Shannon Sharp, and Floyd Little, will present Pat's Ring of Fame ring to his wife, Mrs. Annabel Bolin. Thank you. Mrs. Bolin, we would like to invite you to say a few words on behalf of your husband, Pat Bolin, and the rest of the Bolin family.
Good evening. Thank you, Broncos country. I am so humbled to accept this honor for my husband, Pat, as we celebrate everything he means to the Denver Broncos and the NFL. To Pat, it's always been about his players, his coaches, and the best fans in the NFL. Now that he's in the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame, I think we can all agree that Pat's next stop should be the Pro Football Hall of Fame. On behalf of my entire family, I would like to say thank you for all your support. And go Broncos!
Thank you, Mrs. Bolin, for your wonderful remarks. And now, everyone, please direct your attention to the West 50-yard line as we ask our fans, the greatest fans in the NFL, to unveil owner Pat Bolin's name in the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame.
Broncos fans, let's give a mile-high salute to Mr. Pat Bolin.